With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Mass shootings don't generally happen in affluent Highland Park, where a gunman killed 7 and wounded 30 others for a July 4th parade. That's the last place you would normally, and I say normally, expect stuff like that to occur, said Rick Dorsey, the Administrative Council Chairperson of the Chicago Metro Baptist Association. We're living in a different time and a different era, and it could happen anywhere. Nor do such things happen generally in Allen, Kentucky, a community of 166 people where 3 policemen were shot dead and several others wounded trying to deliver a warrant to a private home. I think they were stunned. How could something like this happen in a small community like Allen? Said Paul Badgett, a Kentucky Baptist Convention regional consultant and the interim pastor of Allen Baptist Church. Churches continue to play vital roles in Chicago and Allen, Kentucky, where people are grieving the recent tragedies in those communities. Lineville Baptist Church in Lineville, Alabama, recently added another international ministry to its growing list of missions endeavors. In addition to giving nearly 20% of their annual church budget to missions, the church is taking the next step as it adopts Luanda, Kenya, as its latest international outreach. I believe these types of opportunities only strengthen our awareness of the need to spread the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a global gospel. These types of partnerships and cross-cultural context help us be at the tip of the gospel spear, said Pastor Ben Curley.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Speaking about the overturning of Roe v. Wade in a first person on Baptist Press, Southwestern Seminary President Adam W. Greenway and Land Center for Cultural Engagement Director Dan Darling write, "We believe this is the result of patient activism on the part of pro-life people, as well as the advent of new technologies that have given multiple generations of Americans a window into the room. We pray that this decision will not signal a new era of divisive and violent politics, but willingness for us to hear and listen to each other. We pray that threats of violence against pregnancy resources and churches will not take place, and if it does, they will be met with swift law enforcement action." You can find that full first person at our website, baptistpress.com.